The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 25th Chapter, text number 20, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on November 20th, 1974, in Bombay, India.
Vasangam ajarang pasam atmano kabayo vidu saeva sadhusu krita Moksadaram apabhidam. This is the definition of our Krishna consciousness movement. Consciousness is there. Living being means there must be consciousness. The consciousness consciousness, when it is muddy or contaminated on account of intermingling with these modes of nature, we become more and more entangled. There is a verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, spoken by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sadhu sanga sarva shastri koy, lavamatra sadhu sanga sarva siddhi hoy. Sadhu sanga. Here it is also recommended. Saiva sadhu sukrita. Association, prasanga. Sangat sanyayati kama. In the sangat sanyayati kama. As you associate with man is social animal, it is said. So, according to your association, you can mold your character. If you associate with businessmen, then they actually form so many associations to develop their business capacity. Practical, there is stock exchange association, this market association, that market association. There is club association of the drunkards. So there are many associations. And this association, different types of association, is the cause of bondage in that particular thing. Everyone knows it. Sangat sanjayati kama. Similarly, if you transfer the association to the sadhu, then moksadaram apabhridam, the door for liberation is open. If you associate with materialistic person, then your bondage becomes more and more tightened. And if you associate with sadhu or spiritualist, then your bondage becomes slackened. Or the door of liberation becomes open. Mokshadaram apabhritam. Jositang sangi sangam. Tamadharam jositang sangi sangam. Sadhu, sadhu sangha and josit sangha. Josit means woman or things which are meant for sense gratification. Woman is symbolical representation of sense gratification, but anything meant for sense gratification is called jushit. Tamadharam jushitang sangi sangam. Jushitang. So this material world is full of jushit sangha. Everyone is interested for sense gratification. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that bhogai sajja prasaktanam taya apurita chitasa vyavasadmika buddhi samadhavna adhigacchit. Those who are attached for sense gratification, bhog means sense gratification. Bhogai sajja, aishajja, opulence and sense gratification, those are too much attached. Now, why people are so much slow in the matter of understanding spiritual value of life? At the present moment, why people are not manda? Manda means very slow. They do not take seriously that Krishna consciousness movement is the most important movement for the upliftment of the human society, but they do not take it very seriously. Why? Bhogai sajya prasaktana. They have been taught, the modern civilization is simply teaching people how to enjoy life by sense gratification. Especially in the Western countries, so many things, even for saving there is machine. They do not want to ply the razor even, safety razor, formerly the hollow ground razor. Now simply you take the machine, not to move the hand even. You see? This is advancement of civilization. The more you enjoy your senses, but actually the human life is meant for not enjoying the senses. That is called tapasya. To deny, that is human life. That is Vedic civilization. First of all, the brahmachari system. How to deny sense gratification? That is the first training. Even Krishna, he had to go to the forest to collect dry wood for the spiritual master. That is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna was talking with Sudama Vipra, how both of them went to collect dry wood, and there was storm and rain. They become stranded in the forest. The next day, their teacher and other students rescued them. So the brahmachari was trained up, tapasya, not to enjoy. They would have to go to beg door to door, brahmachari. Mother give us some alms for our ashram. So they are trained from the very beginning to address any woman as mother. And there are so many other things to arise early in the morning. Tapasya. Tapo dibbang putra kajina suddhita satya. We have become so foolish that we do not know what is the actual condition of life. I am repeating this again and again. Our actual position is not to die, but we are dying. But we are so foolish, we do not take care of it. Let us die. Let us die. But Shastra says, Krishna says, Bhagavad Gita says, that why you should die? But they are so dull-brained, they say, let us die. What is there? Krishna says, janma mrityu. Krishna has picked up There is, the whole life is miserable condition. Titab jantanna. Adhyatik, adhibhautik, adhidvaibhik. But you are so foolish, you have accepted this miserable condition of life as customary. So, they have become accustomed. But the Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan personally says that your real miserable condition of life are the four things, janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi. But who is taking seriously? There are so many advancements of education, scientific. Who is making research work how to stop death? No. Nobody is there. No scientist's brain is working. But it is possible. Therefore Krishna comes. Yada yada hi dhanmasya glani bhavati bharat. These rascals, when they forget that the debt is not our business, it is artificially imposed upon us. So we must become deathless again. That is the human life perfection. But nobody is caring. They have become so dull. One can avoid birth, death, only because Krishna says, the soul, the spirit soul, atma, na jayate na mriyate eva kadachi. It does not die, it does not take birth. And actually you are experiencing birth and death, old age and disease. Still we are not alert. No intelligence. For this reason, Sanatana Goswami, when he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the first question was, my dear Lord, somehow or other, you have dragged me to your lotus feet. But I am inquiring from you, kyami kano more jape taputra. What is my actual position? Why I am forced to suffer these three kinds of miserable life of material condition? Nobody is inquiring. So therefore, these discussions which are going on, that is only for how to get liberation from the four principles of material condition, janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi. That is called mokha. Mokha or liberation. So it is just like beating the dead horse. Nobody is interested about mokha, or nobody can conceive even that there is something as mokha. Mokha means to get free from this condition of birth, death and old age. That is called moksha, liberation. So at the present moment, modern educated persons, they do not know that there is something like moksha and it can be achieved, and there is process, and the whole Vedic Shastra is trying to educate us for getting moksha. They do not know it. So we have become so dull. Therefore, in this age, Kali Yuga especially, our conditions are described as munda. Very, very bad or very, very slow. Manda, sumanda matadu. And if one is little interested, they will take some path which is not approved. They will invent something. Some people came, very prominent men of Bombay, they have also invented something to educate or to enlighten the residents of the forest and the mountains. You know, what we are doing for here. But they are interested. Not interested, it is a hobby. Nobody can. There is mountain, and suppose in Africa, there are so many Africans there living in the... There is nature's law, but there is a process. This process is Krishna consciousness, by which everyone can be elevated. Not by this material means. Material means you cannot do that. Just like in the Sukadeva Goswami's statement, it is said, Kirata Hunanda Pulinda Pukkasa Abhira Sambha Javana Khasada Jennecha Papa Jad Upasraya Shraya Suddhanti. You can make everyone happy, even the Kirata. Kirata means the Africans. They are called Nishada. Nishada was born as the son of the king, I forget just now name, Maharaj Prithu's brother, Bena, yes, out of the body of Bena, Nishada. So they became thieves. They professionally they became thieves. And they were asked to live in the jungle. We have got practical experience. So these junglies, they are very much accustomed. However, you keep them nicely, they will steal. Nishad. Is it not? We have got very practical experience. We are pushing on this Krishna consciousness movement, and we have got experiences, different types of men. So they can also be delivered. How? Jadupa Shreya Shreya, if they associate with sadhu. Jadupa Shreya Shreya means if they are given the chance of associating with devotees, they can be delivered. Anyone can be delivered. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Mang hipartha vyapasritya jipishu papajuna. Lobon, papajuni. Punnajani and papajuni. Punnajani, joni means the source of birth. So, there are two kinds of joni, pious and impious. Those who are pious, they are getting chance of birth in very aristocratic, high family, educated, learned, Brahmin family, janma, then aishajya, opulence, riches, education, sutta, sri, beauty. These are the symptoms of pious life. And just the opposite, ugly looking, born in very low grade family, almost animal, then no education, no character. These are impious life. So, but this sadhu sangha, even by one who is born in low grade family, papujuni, manghi partha vyapasitya, if one takes shelter of Krishna, Krishna says, if one takes shelter of me, Krishna never denies anyone. Socially, we may deny a chandala to enter into my house. But Krishna and Krishna's devotee does not deny. That is the Krishna consciousness. They never deny. Yes, you are welcome. You take also education in the spiritual life. You also become devotee of Krishna. Sometimes we are criticized. But Krishna says, Mangi Partha Bapasita Jipisu Papajana. He is offering shelter. Come on. Never mind. You are born in low family or impious family. It doesn't matter. Triyasuddha Tathavishyasti Vijanti Param. King Punam Brahmana Punya Bhakta Rajasayasthata. So, Krishna says, those who are very, very low-born, even they can come and take to Krishna consciousness and become elevated for liberation. And what to speak of pious persons who have taken birth in the Brahman family, King Puna Brahmana Punya. To take birth in Brahman family requires Punya. To take birth in rich family, it requires Punya. Suchinang simatangehe. Suchinang means very elevated, first class, exalted Brahman, Suchi. Suchinang Simatangihi. So, those who are taken birth in high grade Brahmin family or rich family, they are not ordinary men. The best thing, one who has taken birth in Brahmana family, but who cares for it? It misuse this chance. Krishna says, Kim puna Brahmana punya? You have taken birth in Brahmana family, why don't you take shelter of me? So, because, why? That the sadhu, Brahmana means sadhu. Vaishnava means sadhu. Sannyasi means sadhu. Titiksava, Karunika, Ajata Satrava Shanta, Sadhava Sadhu Bhushana. This is a sadhu. The sadhu, they are very titiksava, arjava. Similarly, Brahmana qualification is also Satta Saucham Samodamo Titiksha. Titiksha, tolerant, arjava, simplicity. Jnanam vijnanam astikam brahmakarma svabhava. Similarly, sadhu. There must be a class of men in the society. First class, sadhu. Then the society will improve. If everyone is devotee and sudra, then how the society will be peaceful? Therefore, to organize the society, Krishna recommends Chaturvarnam maya system gunakarma vibhagas. There must be ideal Brahmin, there must be ideal Kshatriya, ideal Vaishya, and balance all Shudras. But nobody is caring that. The sadhu means devotee, Krishna's devotee. That is called sadhu. Here it is stated, Saiva sadhusu krita. The same association. Sadhu Sangha. So who is sadhu? Sadhu means devotee. It is defined by Krishna himself. Sadhu reva samantabha. He is sadhu. Who? Bhajate imam anannabhak. Upite sudurachara. Bhajate imam anannabhak. Sadhu reva samantabha. He is sadhu. Anyone who is without any reservation, has begun serving Krishna and engaged in Krishna consciousness. That is the definition of sadhu. Titiksava. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has instructed how to become sadhu. Tinadapi sunichena, tarorapi sahishnuna, amanina manadena, kirtaniya sada. Sadhu's business is to become very tolerant, because everyone becomes enemy. If you become a devotee, everyone will become enemy, because they are asuras. Asuri bhavamasrita. Even the father, Hiranyakasipu is the father of Prahlad Maharaj. The boy, 5 years old boy, what is his fault? He is chanting Hare Krishna, and his father became enemy. Up to which, what strength? Now he was prepared to kill. He was insisting the boy, why you are chanting Hare Krishna, why you are speaking of a separate God? I am God. That is Asuri. Those rascals who claim to become God himself, they are demons. Hiranyakasipu. So Prahlad Maharaj will not accept. Prahlad Maharaj, even the father, insisting that I am God. Why you are talking of any other God? I am God. And Prahlad Maharaj will not accept that. He'll accept the father as Asura. Sometimes it was quarrel between father and son. Sometimes the father would call, my dear Prahlad, all right, let me know what you have learned, the best thing, from your teachers. So he replied, Tat sadhu manne suravajja, asuravajja. He did not address him as father. He addressed him the best of the asuras. Asura-vajja. Tat sadhu manne, sadhu. Tat sadhu manne asura-vajja. Dehina. So far I have understood that dehina, those who are embodied, dehinam, not dehanam, dehinam, he has said. Dehinam, meaning we are dehi, we are proprietor of this body, I am not this body. So, because we accepted this body, we are always in miserable condition. Sada samudvigna dhyam, asadgraha, we accept this temporary body. That is the cause of all miseries. We cannot understand it. We are talking of so many miseries, but what is the cause of misery, that we do not know. Everyone knows, but he will not know it. The cause is this body. Because the body is there, there is disease, there is old age, there is birth, there is death, and the whole struggle is against how to stop death, how to stop birth, how to stop disease, and how to stop old age. You just see why there are so many advancements in chemical science, why there are so many medical men, why there are so many drugs to stop these things. This is a struggle. But why they are required? Because we have got this body, this material body. So Prahlad Maharaj said, Sada samudvigna dhiyam asad griha, because we have accepted this body, so we must not accept this body, that is called moksha dharam. That should be the mission of human life. So we are not interested. Mandasa manda manda yo manda bhagya. In this age, they are slow and they have got their own manufacture ideas. Why? Mandabhagya. All unfortunate. And upadrutta, always disturbed. So all these are on account of this body. The Shastra always says that don't work in such a way that you have to accept again body after death. That is your business. Not that to accumulate crores and rupees and make a very good bank balance and skyscraper house and three or dozens of motor cars. They are struggling for getting this, but foolish people, they do not know that Krishna will take away all these assets at the time of death. Mrityu sarva harascha aham. Krishna says, aham mrityu. I am death, and I will take away everything, what you have possessed. The foolish person, they do not understand. Just like Hiranyakashipu. He possessed so much so powerful that even the demigods were afraid of him. And Krishna took away everything in a second, by simply by the nails. Tava nakhak, kara kamalena. What is that? Tava kara kamala nakhamadabhuta singam. Wonderful nails. He wanted to be secure. I will not die this way, I will not die that way, but he forgot to say that I will not die by the nails. He did not think that one can be killed by the nails. So all his formula that he would not be killed by this way, this way, this way, but he forgot this. So our intelligence is lacking. Even Mother Yashoda, she was trying to bind Krishna. And at the end, at the time of knotting, there was two fingers, small, I mean, so there was scarcity. So our intelligence is like that. However I may be intelligent, however I may to cheat Krishna, at least little difference. Little difference. It's a little difference that he never thought that I'll be killed by the nails, not by any atomic bomb. He thought simply atom bomb can kill. He never thought that Krishna can kill even by nails. Angani jasya sakalendriya vrittimanti, pashyanti panti, kalayanti, chiranya. He can do everything. But he wanted to be chief god, to surpass. But it could not be done. This is the asura. Asuri bhavamas. And the asuras, maya purita jnana, they may think themselves as very advanced in knowledge, but they are rascal number one, because their so-called knowledge, the effect of knowledge is taken away by maya. They are called mayavadis. They are very much proud of their knowledge. But Krishna says, these rascals, these atheist class demons, their actual knowledge is taken away. Just like Hiranyakashipu. He devised men that indirectly I shall be immortal. I shall not die in daytime, I shall not die in night, I shall not die in water, I shall not die in land, I shall not die in the sky, no animal can kill me, no demigod can kill me, no weapon can kill me, so on, so many. Brahma says, all right. But he never agreed to give him immortal. But he wanted to cheat Brahma, that indirectly, by the negative way, I have taken everything, so I am immortal. This is called Mura. Namang duskitana Mura prapadante naradhava. He does not know that Krishna's intelligence is always at least 1 inch greater than anyone. So, we should not be foolish like that, Mura. We should be intelligent that this life, this material life, is simply struggle for existence. We want to exist. We do not want to die. We do not want to be diseased. We do not want birth. Therefore, there are so many contraceptive methods. But we do not want janma-mrityu-jara-vyadhi, old age. It's like we are old men. So many difficulties there are. So we do not want all these things, but it is forced upon us. But you are not intelligent enough to how to make a solution of this problem. Therefore, our predecessor, Sanatana Goswami, first of all put this question, that Kyami kano more jape tapotra. He was minister, he was intelligent, a learned scholar, Brahman. So he inquired this. So we should be inquiring that we are making so much struggle for existence, but existence is not allowed, then what is the reason? Says, we have become so foolish that we do not know. But here we are discussing mokshadhana, how to become free from the struggle for existence. This is life's mission. So how it can be done? As much we are attached to our property, to our family, to our country, to our money, to our business, so many things we have got attachments. Here it is said, prasangam ajaram pasam. These attachments means we are entangled. Hands and legs tied up. Tied up means because our mind is full and absorbed in these material activities. So, at the time of death, we have to give up this body and accept another. So long our mind will be absorbed, the consciousness will be absorbed in materialistic way of life, we have to accept another body. Krishna will give chance. Jejathamang prabhadante tansathayo bhajamaham. And we do not know that our real business is not to accept another material body. That we do not. We are so poor. We are working in such a way that we must have to accept another body. Nasadu manne jatvatmanayam asannapi klesa dayasa deha. We are working, we are feeling that so many difficulties there on account of this body. But we are not working how to get rid of this body, how to become again free and remain in our spiritual body. This intelligence is not there. Thank you very much.